Ohio State University researchers, they just developed something called CURE, or C-U-R-E. This is an AI model that it's actually pretty mind-blowing, but it can predict and estimate drug treatment effectiveness and also their effects. And they do all of this without any clinical trials. So obviously, if you've been listening to the podcast for a long time, you know that healthcare and AI is actually one of the areas that I'm the most excited about, most bullish on. I mean, you see so many incredible ways that this is being really, really helpful for humanity. So it's definitely just an exciting area. So the model right now is trained on de-identified health records. So they're doing this from over 3 million different patients and, right, de-identified. Essentially, they have all these health records. No one really wants their own personal data to be included in these data sets. So they essentially anonymize it all. So it's not tied to a specific patient, but the medical information is accurate. And, you know, it's actual information about, you know, patients and what their outcomes and responses were to different drugs, et cetera. But it's not tied to a person. So you kind of get rid of the personal information and security issue that a lot of people are concerned about. They're doing this, like I mentioned, with 3 million different patients. So the data set is actually fairly large, and you really need something this big to get a good result. And they're getting some really impressive different understandings and insights on patient characteristics specifically. So when they were testing this out, CURE outperformed 7 other, like, really big, what you call leading AI models that are out right now on doing this. And they were specifically ones that focus on treatment effectiveness, predictions, and improvements. And they're doing this with, I think, like a 7-8% improvement on a bunch of different key benchmarks. So when you start seeing, like, there's kind of these top of the line models, and now you're seeing this is coming and edging it out by like a solid 7-8%, like, that's a significant gain above what others are doing. So the AI predictions right now are really closely aligned with clinical trial findings in tests. And also, I think what's really exciting here is this really kind of shows you how much potential there is to generate like insights and data to streamline drug testing. Like, if you're able to accurately predict the outcome without having to do a clinical trial, these clinical trials, like, companies are spending billions of dollars. Like, that's a literal estimate. Clinical trials for popular drugs, big drugs, companies spend hundreds of millions and billions of dollars on these. It's very, very expensive and costly. And while it's like, yeah, you still have to do the clinical trial to get FDA approval and whatnot, by being able to make this prediction, you know which drugs should even go to clinical trial, because what you don't want to do is start the clinical trial, it end up not working, you scrap it, and you have to move on to the next thing. I think this is kind of part of the cost when, I guess, I quote the billions of dollars. A lot of that is probably on things that didn't end up working, had to get scrapped. So in any case, this is massive financial savings for these companies, and really exciting to see that we're getting to a point where we can make a lot of these drug discoveries much quicker and more streamlined. So why all of this matters? I think right now, CURE, this new thing they've created, represents a really big step towards creating systems that can reliably estimate drug effectiveness. And they're doing this on a global scale. I think this can potentially accelerate the discovery of a bunch of new treatments. And they're going to be able to do this without the cost and the long timeframes of traditional clinical trials. So it's going to save us a ton of money. That's definitely a big area, but also it's going to save us a lot of time. So when you're in a situation where you're trying to develop medicine rapidly, or you're trying to, you know, find a cure for something, you don't want to wait, you know, years for some of these things to come out. If you have something that's going to work, you want to be able to expedite the whole process. Human lives are able to be benefited and saved from this. So it's a really exciting area. If you enjoyed the episode today, it would mean the world to me if you could leave me a review or subscribe if you're on YouTube, wherever you watch this episode. Really appreciate it, and hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.